Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Macau International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Luana Bajrami and Matteo Perez, who are actors in the film Schools Out, presented here at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just to start this interview off, how about you just say a few words to introduce the characters that you play in this movie?
It's a kind of group of six young person who are like really like a monster, you know. They are scary a little bit, and they are part of a class of 12 people, which is an elite class, yeah, you know.
Very intelligent elite class.
Yeah, really smart. And
yeah, in the class there are 12 students, but there is a group of 6 students who are really close, and they always stay together. The teacher is going to be obsessed by them, so he's going to follow them everywhere. And then I'm not going to spoil the story, but
first of all, what is the name of the character that you play?
Apolline.
And how would you introduce her? Because in this film, we should say, we don't know everything about these kids.
So she's Apolline. She's like really, really smart, you know, and she have a vision of the world, which is really, it's like if she understood all the world, you know, and she take position in front of this, all the problematics, all the injustice, you know, she see. And also she's passing by, we were talking about it, but she's passing from childhood to adulthood, you know, and this passage is also made of questions. And
Matteo, what about your character?
Yeah, it's a group of 6, and they have the same vision of the world. So, like Apolline, my character is Sylvain, and he have the same vision, a bit pessimist vision of the world, and apocalyptic vision also. So, yeah, he didn't like the excess of the society, the consumer society, and all the things of this problems. Which we have to address today.
Are these things that you thought about before working on the film? I mean, in other words, do you share the same vision that your characters share in your own personal life?
We share that, yes, there are problems that we have to address, but maybe for me, I don't have that much pessimistic vision, you know? And I think I didn't take position like us, so they are like training themselves to don't feel anything anymore, to be able to pass the apocalypse, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I agree, and I think that we have to trust our generation, and I think we can do better and improve the world, the ecology, and it's our job now. It's the job of our generations. So yeah. Let's work.
Well, it's interesting because, yes, you guys obviously are the same age as your characters, and we talked about it being a difficult age because you're in that process of going from childhood to adulthood. So what about that aspect? I mean, do you feel that it is difficult to make that transition?
It's always difficult, and I think maybe this passage don't end all the life, you know, I think. But there is an age where, yes, you have more questions, you want to understand things, and moreover, in this world now, with the context actual, you know, and with all the media, the images that you have to see to understand, it's more and more difficult to live, I think, to be fine, but to trust in life, you know, to trust in society, I think.
When do you think someone does become an adult?
It depends. I think we can be an adult when we have a job, when we have a place to live without our parents. But we can also be an adult with our parents. It's just a question of maturity.
you can be an adult, but you can keep your mind of child, and I think that's the better way to live.
In the film, the group of friends that you guys are part of is very close. Did you do something to be close to your fellow cast members and become really good friends, like a really tight unit?
Yes, we had 3 months of repetition with a coach. And so we met us 3 months before we shot the movie. So we were friends before, and it was really useful because we knew us when we shot the movie, and yeah, it was really cool because we were friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was this proximity between us when we shot the movie, so it was better to play.
You feel that way too?
Was useful? Yeah, I agree, because the fact it was to create that link between us, and I think we did it.
What about the director then? Can you tell me about how you worked with him? He's not here in Macau, apparently. One of the reasons why is he's afraid of flying. He said in the introduction video before the movie. That's
funny. Yeah, it was super cool to work with him. He was really...
Yes.
Listening to us, and he was sharing really with us, like we worked before with him, we talked about the script, and on shooting he was really helping us to find the good way to play those characters. So no, but there are many scenes which are really difficult in their own way. I think there was scenes difficult in the physical way and other in the mind way, like when there are like some answers to each other, actors, like, so yeah, he drived us well, and it we were in trust, I think, to work well and to appreciate the shoot.
Awesome. We have to go, but I want to ask one simple question. Do you guys like Patti Smith?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, that was good. Obviously, this if you don't get this last question, you should watch the film. It's not the only reason why you should watch the film. I thought it was a great film. So school's out. I remind our listeners. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much. It was cool.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.